Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. With Thanksgiving approaching, it's time to take a look at recipes for side dishes that might get you out of your ordinary rut. Perhaps the most emblematic vegetable for this season is the butternut squash, which is among the most versatile items in our pantry. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this tasty winter squash just begs to be doctored up.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't see myself just roasting it and eating it out of the skin.
Right.
But yeah, and I mean, I think we all know it. It's a great squash to use. It has some close relatives like the acorn squash and those types of things. But the butternut is a great one, and it's always I've always see it in stores.
Yeah, once you figure out how to peel it and all that kind of stuff, it's really easy to work with.
It is a little tough to get that deal peel with. It's pretty hard, and you have a pretty large knife and a good peeler, and
Yeah. I looked up a few recipes just to throw some ideas out there, and there's a million of them.
So. Of course.
Butternut squash ravioli is a no-brainer.
Pretty traditional dish, certainly in Italy, northern Italy, of course.
Puree the squash, add some cheese, maybe a little bit of bacon, maybe some shallots, something like that.
You got to roast that squash first.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry.
You can't just puree butternut squash.
That's so true. Yeah. Roasting the squash nearly all the time improves the flavor immensely.
Yeah, without a doubt. Do you peel it first or do you roast it in skin?
No, I peel it and then make it into cubes.
And you roast it as cubes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've often just cut it in half long ways, scooped out the seeds and put it skin side down and put a couple pads of butter, some olive oil where you scoop the seeds out, a little salt and pepper and roast it whole. Will definitely take longer. You certainly don't get the caramelized edges you're going to get. But either way, you get this really soft, lovely squash that you can go on to do many things
with. Well, using that as a point of departure, one of the recipes has you baking it like that, two half shells.
Yeah.
And then you scoop that out and you use some ground beef, some onions, black beans, cherry tomatoes, a little bit of cheese and spices, and you make a filling. And you put it back in,
sure,
so it's like
it
a little squash boat.
Right, right, right.
And then, cook it a little bit to get everything all nice and done. It's really wonderful.
Yep.
Butternut squash risotto is a really lovely idea.
It's delicious. It truly is. And it's a great color contrast on the plate when you make it.
Yeah. And it's just making your standard risotto, but you have some very nicely cut up butternut squash, and you just work it into it, and it really improves the flavor.
Now, here's where I do it raw. I don't cook that squash before I put it in the risotto.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Once you cut, you want to make like a what we call a brunoise, right? A very small dice.
Very small
of this
dice,
stuff.
Right?
And I like to let it cook while you're with the risotto.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the juices that are in squash get released into the risotto, and it makes risotto a little bit more flavorful when you're making it.
It sounds very good.
Oh, it is.
Butternut squash soup is just another one of
those standard. Like it's going to be everywhere, right?
Yeah, and I had a bowl of that in Italy in the town of Alba, and it made my day.
Sure.
It was so super creamy, so smooth. I just loved it.
It's a great holiday dish with marshmallows bruleed over top.
You can do that. You certainly can. And finally, you can use butternut squash in a frittata.
Mm.
You'll be using the squash, onions, bacon, and Gruyere cheese to give the frittata some substance.
Yeah.
And then, half a dozen eggs or so to fill up the dish. Again, very, very simple to do. A lot of fun. And another nice thing, we grow beautiful butternut squash here in Maryland.
You'll see it at the market almost throughout the whole winter.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. And it's pretty darn reasonable, too.
You bet.
One of those big old squashes goes a long way. You can probably get two or three recipes out of it.
Yep.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.